Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, September 24th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Cambridge Global Advisors continues to expand foreign affairs bench. Cambridge Global Advisors has added four new senior advisors to its foreign affairs bench, bringing almost 200 years of combined experience to help clients navigate global challenges. The new advisors include Gentry Smith, Sepida Keevanshad, Scott Worden, and Brian Harding, each with expertise in diplomacy, security, development, and regional strategy. CGA CEO Jake Braun stated that these additions strengthen their ability to support clients worldwide. This expansion follows earlier additions of Frank Aum, Tamana Salakuddin, and Andrew Scoble, enhancing CGA's expertise in the Indo-Pacific region. Chairman Doug Lute highlighted the comprehensive team's ability to address complex global challenges effectively.
KBR announces strategic intent to spin off Mission Technology Solutions. KBR, Inc. announced a plan to pursue a tax-free spin-off of its Mission Technology Solutions segment. This move will result in two independent companies, New KBR and SpinCo, with enhanced strategic focus and financial flexibility. New KBR will focus on sustainable technology solutions, delivering proprietary technologies for energy transition. SpinCo will cater to government customers globally with mission-critical capabilities. Stuart Brady will lead New KBR post-spin, while Mark Sopp transitions to oversee the spin-off of MTS. Shad Evans has been appointed as KBR's Chief Financial Officer. The transaction is expected to be completed by mid to late 2026 and is intended to be tax-free for KBR and its shareholders.
WeMediate joins Interval House Walk to End Domestic Violence. Jessica Lastarza and her daughter Ainsley from WeMediate CT are participating in the Interval House Walk to End Domestic Violence on October 4, 2025. As co-captains of Team WeMediate and Ainsley, they aim to raise $5,000 to support Interval House's services for survivors. With over $1,000 already secured, they invite the community to join them in walking or donate to the cause. WeMediate CT specializes in collaborative divorce mediation, child custody agreements, and family law services, prioritizing non-adversarial approaches to support family well-being. To learn more or support Team WeMediate and Ainsley, visit the Interval House event page or Team WeMediate donation page. State Roundup. Maryland health officials issue own vaccine recommendations. Lawmakers push to keep Beltsville AG Center open. Maryland's Department of Health has released its own vaccination recommendations, urging all adults to get their COVID-19 vaccination this fall. Lawmakers are pushing to keep the Beltsville Agricultural Research Center open, highlighting the importance of the facility. Maryland's top federal prosecutor, Kelly O'Hayes, appointed by Trump, is under pressure to prosecute political opponents. Medical mistakes in Maryland hospitals have risen by 5%, raising questions about language barriers. Maryland Democrats are focusing on affordability to sell the shutdown, as the federal government's influence in the state remains significant. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.